the Public News Service Daily Newscast, May the 23rd, 2023. I'm Mike Clifford. May is Community Action Month, and groups are trying to help households escape poverty. They're gathering feedback on which obstacles are the biggest. Perspective now from North Dakota.
Census data show that in 2021, more than 11% of North Dakotans were living in poverty. Andrea Olson is with Community Action Partnership of North Dakota, which leads offices around the state in linking low-income residents with supportive programs. She says their periodic needs assessments allow reliable data to be included in policy discussions for all levels of government.
We can flesh out the details at a county level. We can flesh out the details regionally and statewide.
Olson says affordable housing topped the recent survey, and so far it's being mentioned a lot in the current assessment. Residents have until the end of June to participate in the new survey, which is found on the CAPND website. Meanwhile, this Thursday, a legislative body will decide which studies proposed in the recent session to adopt, including one dealing with housing access issues. I'm Mike Moen.
Now from NBC News, the seven states that rely on the Colorado River for power and drinking water have reached a deal on cuts to keep the drought-stricken river flowing. Three states, Arizona, California, and Nevada, have agreed on a plan to conserve at least 3 million acre-feet of water by the year 2026. NBC notes that amounts to roughly the equivalent of the amount of water it would take to fill 6 million Olympic-sized swimming pools. The Biden administration, which helped broker the agreement, announced the consensus deal. Meantime, one group wants to help educate Nevadans on how to make people with dementia and Alzheimer's disease feel seen and supported, especially during Older Americans and Mental Health Awareness Month.
President and CEO of the nonprofit Nevada Senior Services, Jeffrey Klein, says since 2000, deaths in Nevada from Alzheimer's disease have increased 261%. And according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Alzheimer's is one of the leading causes of death in the Silver State. Klein says Nevada has one of the fastest growing aging populations in the country.
So because we're aging and because a number of these diseases, dementias in particular, are more prevalent in older folks, Nevada is being challenged by a lack of resources for a population that's growing rapidly.
Klein says his organization aims to help educate families on how to navigate and manage diseases like dementia and Alzheimer's. He adds, everyone's experience is different and says it's important to remember it isn't a one-size-fits-all approach. I'm Alex Gonzalez reporting.
This is Public News Service. Just back from the Rural Action Policy Summit, advocates and policymakers want federal lawmakers to take action on what they call top rural policy priorities across the country, including in Alaska, which they say is often overlooked. Savannah Fletcher is an assembly member from the Fairbanks North Star Borough.
We're facing major struggles related to climate change, our salmon runs, subsistence hunting and gathering is still a major part of feeding our communities, especially rural communities that are off the road system. So you have to fly a plane to get to them or take a boat.
Fletcher says Congress has made progress on the summit's past priorities and also last year's blueprint for rural policy action in the states. The nomination process is open for a prestigious award handed out to volunteers in Oregon each year, Eric Tegadoff explains.
The Andrus Award for Community Service is named after AARP founder Dr. Ethel Percy Andrus. AARP Oregon will select a person or couple age 50 or older who performs services without pay in their communities. State Volunteer President for AARP Oregon Michael Schultz says he spent his whole career with nonprofit organizations and that these organizations rely on volunteers.
Our communities, our state, our country just would not be as in good a shape without the service of volunteers doing what they do to help organizations carry out their mission and vision.
The deadline for nominations is July 15th. In 2021, more than 970,000 Oregonians volunteered and contributed $2.6 billion in economic value to the state, according to AmeriCorps.
Finally, our Edwin J. Vieira lets us know New York lawmakers are considering a bill to broaden statewide outreach through local media.
The Local Community and Ethnic Media Commitment Act would require state agencies to spend about 50% of their print and digital advertising budget in local community and ethnic news outlets. This issue hit home for State Senator Jessica Ramos, who introduced the bill, since she represents the multi-ethnic Jackson Heights neighborhood in Queens. A 2022 census report finds more than 6 million people in places like New York City speak a language other than English. Ramos feels this bill is an effective way to get important information to people of all backgrounds.
If we want people to take advantage of programs, if we want to educate people about different government processes, then we should certainly be doing so in their language so that they're engaged and truly feel a part of our community as they are.
While the bill hasn't faced much opposition, some media outlets feel government involvement in local media is complicated. In a 2021 report from Northwestern University, experts noted government financial support of local media might provide leverage for politicians to shape the news as they see fit. Currently,
the bill is in the Senate Finance Committee. This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported. Here's how radio stations, big and small, your favorite podcast platform. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.